Welcome back to Hidden Treasures of the Midrash with Daniel Eisenberg. This shiur is dedicated to Lili Nishmas, my mother, Chayrach Abbas Devet Tzvi. And it's Parshas Vayechi, and a very interesting Midrashic conversation on a fascinating exchange between Yosef and his brothers at the end of this week's Parsha. Parshas Vayechi, Perek Nun. This is right after the brothers, Yosef and his brothers, take a trip to Eretz Yisrael to bury their father Yaakov, and then they come back. And in their return, they have Yosef's brothers get nervous. Pasuk says, this is a Nun, Yodalad, Ve'ashav Yosef Mitzrayim. Yosef returns to Mitzrayim, and all his brothers come as well, after burying their father. Pasuk Tesvav, it says, Ve'yiru Achei Yosef, the brothers of Yosef realized that Me'savihim, their father, passed away, and they said, Lu Yistimenu Yosef. Oh no, maybe Yosef is, harboring a grudge against us, and then they express concern that maybe he's going to finally pay them back, take revenge. You know, he held off while their father was alive, but maybe he's going to pay them back for what they did to him. And then it says in Tes Zayin that they sent a message to Yosef in their father's name, and in Yud Zayin they send a message supposedly in Yaakov's name. Well, in Yaakov's name, that supposedly he had said, "Ana sona pesha achecha v'chatasam kiragam aluch." Don't punish them for the evil that they did to you. Yeah, forgive them. And when Yosef heard that, he cried. Yosef cried when he heard this accusation, and he says, and in the end he says, "I'm not going to do that." So these are what the psukim say. But let's take a look at this fascinating midrash. It's in Bereishis Rabbah, Parsha Kuf, Piska Ches. So it says, "Vayashav Yosef Mitzrayim v'gomer." Rabbi Levi, Rabbi Yitzchak. So there's actually two opinions for what exactly caused this Lu Yistimenu Yosef, that they're concerned that maybe Yosef is going to finally take revenge against them. Two possible causes. Let's read through it quickly. One is that, this is Rabbi Levi, Amar, Shalo Zimnan Lesuda. He wouldn't invite them for the Suda. They realized he wasn't inviting them for the Suda anymore. I'm going to skip a bit. But the other opinion is that Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Halach Vahetz Ba'oso Habor, that they saw him as they were coming back from Israel, or as they were in Israel, they saw Yosef looking into the pit that he was thrown in. So what's going on here? How these caused it, right? Lo Yisman Yosef. So they see that they're not being invited for Sudos anymore. They realized, oh wow, Yosef must be angry at us. Or they saw him looking at the pit, like, oh, look how he was staring at the pit. He's probably remembering what we did. He's going to punish us now. Now, just to mention, Rabbi Tanchuma comments in both of these opinions in this midrash, and he says, regarding both of them, in both cases, Rabbi Tanchuma explains, according to both opinions, he was acting l'shem shemayim. According to the approach of why did he stop having su'udos, he stopped inviting them for su'udos. So Rabbi Tanchuma explains in this midrash and Bereishis Rabbah that there was he figured, listen, when my father was alive, he would sit me at the head, and even though, Yehuda's the king and Reuven is the Bechor, so really it's not appropriate for me to sit at the head, but if my father sat me there, it was fine. Now that my father's not around anymore, so what should I do? I'm on the one hand, I'm royalty, so I kind of should sit at the head, but I can't sit myself at the head. Reuven's there, Yehuda's there, so you know what? I'm just not going to have them over for Sudas anymore. We're not going to come over for meals, and that's the way they'll deal with it. So that was really his intention, says Rabbi Tanchuma. Nevertheless, the brothers assumed that he was bearing a grudge, and Rabbi Tanchuma says regarding Rabbi Yitzchak's approach that they saw him looking into the pit. That was intended l'shem shemayim. There are parallel midrashim that say why he was looking into the pit. He was actually looking in. He was saying the bracha of she'asali nes, that Hashem made a nes for me in this place, but not that he was bearing a grudge against them. Anyway. The Midrash continues. So the Midrash quotes the pasuk that they spoke to Yosef in their father's name. They said, "Our father commanded us the following." So Tani Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. So it was taught in Bryce that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, "Godol Hashalom Sha'af Hashvatim Dibru Dvarim Beduyim Bishvil Ahata Shalom Ben Yosef Lashvatim." says, so great is shalom. Peace is so great that even the shvatim, even the tribes, the tribal leaders, spoke words of falsehood, dvarim beduyim, so that there would be peace between Yosef and them. Right? And then it says, now this is, right, and it explains, hadahu dechsiv, vayitzavu es Yosef, because we see that they claimed that Yaakov, you know, sent them with this message, but then the Midrash asked, v'heichan tziva lo matzinu tziva. He's like, where do we see the command? We don't find it anywhere in the Torah. So, clearly, the brothers made this up, and the brothers making this up indicates how great shalom is. What's interesting about this is that the implication, the premise is that the Shvatim are not people. The brothers of Yosef are not people who would lie in general. So the fact that even they are lying shows that shalom must be very great. This is a very, you know, it's a priority, even if you have to lie to get to this shalom. But the question we have to ask on that is that so true? Is this something that is uncharacteristic of the Shvatim to lie? Didn't they lie for 22 years about what happened to Yosef? So is this really so surprising? But I would argue that maybe it is. Maybe it actually takes us back to an earlier pasuk and an interesting source that Chazal so I'll read down over here. In Parak and Parshas Vayeshev, and it says in Parak Lamed Zayin Pasuk Dalad, Vayiru Echav Ki Oso Havavihem Mikol Echav Vayisnu Oso, that the brothers saw that Yaakov loved Yosef more than the others, and they hated him. And then it says Velo Yechlu Dabro L'Shalom, they were not able to speak to him for peace. Right, meaning that they were not able to have simple understandings, that they're not able to have peaceful conversations. And Rashi over there quotes something very interesting. It's also a Midrash and Bereishis Rabbah, that mitoch ganusam lamadnu shvacham, from these disparaging comments, right? This condemning statement, the pasuk condemns that they weren't even able to speak to him in a peaceful way. We're actually able to see their praise. Why? What's the praise of them? Shlo dabro achas bepev achas belev. They didn't speak one in a mouth and one in a heart, meaning they were not two-faced, that they would not speak to, that they could not bring themselves to be fake and pretend to like him. They could not do that. They were too honest of people to be able to have a false peaceful relationship. So they didn't speak to him. They stayed away. They didn't want to have these conversations because, you know, that's what they felt, that they were too honest. Now, it could be that they ended up finding themselves in a situation where they had to, you know, surrender that honesty so that their father wouldn't curse them after what they did to Yosef. But perhaps really deep down, that this was a big value to them, and you see a tremendous amount of growth by the brothers of Yosef, that they have this response, especially as Chazal explained it. Because back in Parshas Vayeshev, they were not willing to sacrifice MS for Shalom. Yet over here, and that was a praise in a sense, it praises their connection to MS and their commitment to the truth. But over here, it tells us this objective statement that we see how great Shalom is, that the brothers actually ended up sacrificing MS for Shalom. That the brothers made something up. They said something that a story that was not true about Yaakov, and a message that he didn't actually deliver in order for them to achieve peace. So we do see over here the greatness of Shalom, that people who originally were not able to sacrifice MS for Shalom are now indeed sacrificing MS for Shalom. So we see the greatness of Shalom, but I think we also see the greatness of the brothers of Yosef and a real tshuva that took place here, that they had certain midos, and midos that in a sense stemmed from a commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and MS, that's a good midah in general. And they did, and they were very committed to that midah, and nevertheless realize that it's not always appropriate, and that there are priorities, and Shalom is actually a priority over MS. And they were able to grow and accept that, And it's a big mila of the Shvatim as well.